So we take some time to settle in a little bit. Settling our mind at ease again, coming back to being very simple in the present moment right now. Resting in our body. Resting in this initial phase. Preparing our body by becoming fully aware of the now, how this present moment manifests for us. Simply becoming aware of what's going on in the body and mind right now. As the breath flows freely without intervening, settling our respiration into its natural rhythm, we can create this non-conceptual space. Resting, watching the sensations in our body. Making some space in the mind. We can simply begin by settling our intention, by reflecting on what stuck with us or what inspired us from the talk that we just received from Geshe. What touched our heart? What is meaningful for us? to realize that we have this precious human life and to make use of it in the best way possible. Not to die with our hands full of non-virtue that we regret. But use this life to accumulate merit by doing good things, cultivating a positive attitude towards others, putting our body, speech and mind in morality by practicing the six perfections. How meaningful our life gets through this. We can reflect on what he said, that pure love is wanting other sentient beings to be happy and helping them to collect all the causes and sources of this happiness without differentiating between anyone. That's the true attitude of bodhicitta. Developing a state that we can actually do this. A mind that strives for this. So letting this meditation become one cause for that. One cause to reach this state. By engaging it with this motivation. Coming to our breathing. Letting every in and out breath be a cause for cultivating this mind. Focusing in a calm manner on the object of our meditation. not being caught up in thoughts of the past or the future, but being right here, using whatever inspires us to put it into our concentration, fully experiencing the present moment through being with the breathing. If you already feel a bit tired or overdone, you can refresh yourself by remembering that you're not doing this practice for your own happiness, but because it's so important for all beings to do it. Shifting your focus from your own needs and demands to the needs and demands of others. Other people and other beings who need your wisdom desperately. Who need you to develop yourself. In this way, refocusing. Being highly aware of the sensations of the breathing. when we are a bit restless in the mind, or also when we are a bit sleepy, we can just breathe in a little bit more. Straighten up our back, as if someone would pull your hair at your crown. Bringing back your awareness, recultivating this ongoing quality of fully being with the breath. Remembering how beneficial that is. In this way, keeping the breath the most interesting thing for your mind to observe right now. For a short time, coming back to the breath, if you're not already there. You can think that with every breath that you take, with every breath that you are aware of, you habituate the mind. You are one step closer to achieving a single-pointedness. Trying to do this practice, doing this breathing meditation, with an attitude of bodhicitta, trying to make every breath the cause for enlightenment. Then for some time we can recall, what we reflected in the meditation before, how we received endless kindness from other sentient beings. The incredible kindness received by our friends and family. And also even having received incredible kindness from all the people that we do not know. For some time you can continue to reflect on how other beings have been generous to you in your life. How they have been kind to you with their ethical, moral behavior, with their patience, being patient with you. How they supported you with not stopping to believe in you, with a sense of joyous effort. I kept on going to support you, whatever happened. like this recalling these incidents in your life, whether from friends or family, as well as from strangers. And then on that basis, we can think how we also even received benefit from the people that we do not get along with. How we received benefit from those we feel aversion towards, or we would even call our enemy. Initially, we may not think that our interactions with them would have been beneficial in any way for us. But if we take a closer look, we can see that we did receive some benefit. Because firstly, other people we do not like when they criticize us, as they point out our weaknesses. This gives us the ability to change for the better, to develop our minds further. And in addition, whatever difficult times, even incredible painful times that we had with others, we survived them, and we were able to learn from these experiences, developing ourselves and eventually being stronger than before. that by dealing with these difficulties, we could find resources within ourselves and develop new abilities that we did not have before and we would not have developed otherwise. You can think about specific incidents in your life, looking at it from this view, how you actually benefited from that. Then you can also reflect that due to people being angry with you or difficult to you, you have the opportunity to practice. They give you the opportunity to be patient. Due to them being obnoxious, we have the opportunity to engage in positive action, and in this way allow us to develop good qualities and train our minds. Without people being angry with us, there is no way we can practice patience, like truly, and develop spiritually in this way. So you can reflect how these specific people give you the opportunity to be generous, to train in ethical, moral behavior, to be patient and to engage joyously in not giving up on them. Seeing the world from through their eyes. Because you see, it doesn't matter if the other person's motivation is to benefit you or not. In the end, you do benefit. The interaction helps you to grow. It helps you to see that there is just a living being who wants to be happy and does not want to suffer. Just like yourself. See if you can turn this around like that. With wisdom. Then as you look at the difficult relationships in your life, see if you can even for that develop some gratitude. Then, if you like, you can dedicate your positive energy from making this effort to these people. Dedicating your positive energy and your love, compassion and wisdom with the thought, may you be completely free of your suffering and the causes of your suffering. May you find what you deeply wish for and have the causes for this happiness. With this attitude, you can send it to them with a sense of compassion, forgiveness, and love.